This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, you know, there's been multiple primaries, there's been recall elections, there's been all these, you know, elections and things going on throughout the country over the last few years, and we've been seeing voter turnout drop. And the big headline of the day, you know, isn't so much all the results of these primaries, is the low voter turnout. Low voter turnout. Yesterday, when I was announcing results on the Steve Sanchez Show with Patrick Casal and Ken Thompson, I was noticing the numbers very low. So Nevada has about 3 million people. I thought it was 4, maybe 3 million residents for the whole state of Nevada. And it looks like for our Senate race, in which Adam Laxalt won, only 174,000 votes have, I guess, been turned in. And that's from the, for the Republican primary, 116,000 from the Democratic side. And for the, for governor, 174,000 also in now that, I could see if that's all that's being reported now by New York Times. We're still under 200,000. And again, same number for Democratic primary for Steve Sisolak, 116,000. So we're looking at, in a state of 3 million, less than 300,000 people voting. And Nevada has a lot of issues. We have a lot of big concerns coming our way, just like multiple other states. And when you see what happened with the recall election in California, whether it was for Governor Newsom or whether it was for the DA, and when you see all these other, you know, states and municipalities and their elections, people are complaining there's low voter turnout. So why? And then what is that a symptom of? So, originally, people will assume that to be, well, people don't care. That they don't care. And that's not the case. Well, people care. Low voter turnout doesn't mean that people don't care. Low voter turnout means that people don't think their vote matters. If a population thinks, or if a voter thinks that their one vote is going to count or make and break it for somebody, and is really, really passionate about how that vote can tip the scale, they're going to vote. But if a voter thinks that it's not going to count, there's going to be some issue, there's going to be some glitch, they're going to say delay of results, my ballot might not get mailed, it starts to change the attitudes towards let's get out there and, you know, get to that poll. I didn't do mail-in ballots. I actually went to the polls with the previous election because I didn't trust that the mail-in ballot would go anywhere. And I really wanted my vote to count. And so I talked to a lot of people who didn't vote yesterday in the primary. And I get it. The primaries don't seem to be as popular an election as the other ones. But this was still a very pretty important one. And you would think people were pretty passionate about issues. But many people thought that my vote doesn't matter. My vote doesn't matter. Now, that could be because they think some of the winners, some of the people like Adam Laxalt or Joe Lombardo in my state, were so far ahead that, why get dressed, put some pants on, leave the house, get exposed to COVID? They're going to win anyway. But I think a lot of individuals feel that if they live in a state that's already turning one color to the other, that it won't matter. And another issue some people have is they think that their vote is marked, that their vote identifies them, and that people will know who they voted for. So there's a group of individuals who immediately, after Trump lost, changed their political party to either independent or they dropped the R because they had seen that people were losing their jobs, those who were one party or another. And so you have some people going, why would I put my name on something? Why would I vote? Why would I allow anybody to possibly use that against me? This is why I worry. This is not what we're supposed to be thinking when it comes to an election. What we're supposed to be thinking is whether you vote Democrat, whether you vote Republican, nothing's going to happen to your job. Whether you vote Republican or Democrat or independent, nobody's going to know who you voted because it's private. When you do submit a vote, it's going to count. And low voter turnout is a symptom of our democracy not working. Now, true, we are in the midst of a COVID wave. People's gas prices are high. There's high crime. So maybe people didn't want to stand at a polling booth and get mugged. Maybe people didn't want to spend, you know, $6 on a tank of gas to go and vote. Maybe it's just too hot. Maybe people didn't want to get exposed to COVID. But who I spoke to, when I asked, did you vote? Did you vote? You know, people were like, it's not, my vote doesn't count anymore. And so I know there's still a lot of back and forth and the January 6th committee hearings on, you know, on election fraud claims and all that. But it doesn't matter what Trump thinks. There's a lot of individuals that don't think that, feel that the election is really going the way that it needs to in terms of being completely foolproof to fraud. And in our neck of the woods, I guess we just arrested somebody a few months back for voting for their dead relative. You know, there's always somebody voting for somebody dead in an election and you know, fooling around. There's always, you know, people like that, and there's always those things that happen. But until we could convince America that the election is going to be foolproof, that there will never be fraud, you're going to have people less likely to want to vote. And if we don't have citizens who vote, then that eats away at the fabric of what America is about and our liberty to vote. So I wish more numbers voted, because that's, like I said, not a good symptom. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This next email, they do not want their name read on air. They want me to discuss natural selection of illnesses and diseases that affect the gay and men who have sex with men population. And what he talks about is how in the 80s they were considering HIV a virus that sadly was, I guess, trying to naturally select out individuals, and was this nature's way of eliminating individuals or humans who weren't able to propagate? And was there a biological reason for that? And is that what monkeypox is? So, my answer to that is no, but it's a topic ask anything on this show, as long as it's clean, I could talk about it on air. Even not so clean things, but as long as the words are FCC allowed, I could talk about it. But it is a very interesting biological question, because it has been brought up in scientific communities. How did HIV come up in the 80s? And why are we seeing monkeypox, shall we say, which usually is not supposed to be something we see in other countries besides what was endemic to West Africa and some African countries? Why are we seeing certain diseases spread in certain populations? And is this nature's, is nature, you know, is this all a part of the natural selection? People have asked if COVID is the is a form of natural selection and a process by nature to reduce populations. So, to answer the question, somebody has to dive into the concept of, does homosexual sex put somebody at higher risk for disease? And then why? Well, heterosexual sex also puts people at risk for disease. So, are there certain diseases that are more common in homosexual sex than heterosexual sex? Monkeypox, we're still trying to figure that out, because we think any close contact, heterosexual sex, homosexual sex, or can spread the virus. With HIV, there seem to be a higher form of transmission based on rectal penetration as opposed to vaginal penetration, even though you could get HIV through vaginal penetration and breast milk and blood transfusion. There seemed to be that higher predilection. And so when people thought, well, you know, maybe it's because it's there's this more mystical, it wasn't that it was mystical, is that there's more tearing, micro tears, that could occur with anal penetration than vaginal penetration. Now, there could still be tearing. Women tear, especially when they lose their virginity, hymen tears, things like that. But they, at the time, and I'm not sure what other theories have evolved since then, but because there was the difference in mucosa in the rectal area as opposed to the vaginal area, the vagina is built like a bunker. I mean, that vaginal wall its job is to house millions, zillions of bacteria and yeast to dispel things that can come and hurt the baby. Because obviously the average penis that penetrates during sex isn't sterile. And so the female's vagina is supposed to be a hostile environment, a very, very hostile environment, because if she's pregnant, she has to protect, it has to protect the pregnancy. And so the vaginal flora and the landscape has to be able to combat any new bacteria that come their way, because the average couple does not stop having sex the second she's pregnant. Sex can still continue. So how do you protect the fetus from infection? The vagina, you know, does its work. So we believe that maybe the vaginal mucosa might be a little tougher, might be also able to dispel other pathogens than the rectum would, such that if somebody had rectal sex, they could be at higher risk than for HIV. Also, HPV. HPV can cause rectal cancer. And we see this in individuals who have anal sex, because it has the HPV can affect the vagina and the cervix. Many of them go away. Many strains go away. And they don't turn into anything. But rectally, there might be that acclivity where it has the ability to take hold and last longer. I don't think there's been a lot of tests to go, you know, how long does HIV last or HPV last? And, you know, does it, how long it takes or how many episodes do you need to actually get the infection? Or I don't think they've really quantitated, you know, what it necessitates. But if we are seeing a higher risk of diseases in those who have anal penetrating sex, which could be in LGBTQ communities or heterosexual communities who, you know, engage in that, that could be the reason that it could be the mucosa, it could be the lining, and just the differences in that tissue versus the other, and the ability to tear. So, you know, when people ask, and we've spoken about this on air as well, what is the evolutionary, you know, for those who are Darwinian theorists and who think that everything happened for a reason and there's a in science and there's supposed, you know, there's if an animal isn't propagating and isn't procreating, then you know, will they last? You know, millennia. Will they continue to evolve? Will they be a part of the human species? And I said, I believe that the role of non-procreating individuals, whether they're sterile, whether they choose to have a partner that they don't have a child with, I think there are evolutionary roles to everybody. And you know, one such role is, you know, in terms of the homosexual population, you know, years ago and decades ago and centuries ago, you know, women would get raped. People would get raped. And to trust another animal and to be monogamous and to gain that trust, right, you know, there needed to be individuals that were trustworthy, that were could engage in a relationship with a female and not attack her. And I believe that homosexual humans and have been a part of our society since day one. And those individuals, you know, helped bridge some of the relationships between heterosexual men and women. That's one of my theories. Do I think monkeypox is a natural selection sort of event? No, I don't. I think monkeypox found an opportunity. I think the opportunity has to also be theorized that it could be something in a lab that got leaked as well. And close contact, just like smallpox, chickenpox, spreads the virus. And we have a lot of individuals now, because of COVID and because of restrictions opening up, we have a lot of individuals who are like, I'm going to enjoy life. You know, we've lost a lot of family members. We've lost a lot of opportunity. We only have one life to live. The world is going crazy. I'm going to enjoy myself. So, you know, I know it's kind of a question that some people are afraid to ask because they don't want to look like they're being politically incorrect. But it's a question that scientists do look at. You know, are there certain populations that are at risk of you know, a pathological and biological extinction? And I don't believe so. I believe that there might be, you know, certain risk factors, but we have, you know, risk factors in the heterosexual population as well. And look at COVID. COVID was one of our biggest threats thus far, and that was not related to anybody's sexual acclivity or desires. It just hit everybody. So it's a good question. Don't be afraid to ask these questions. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. As the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol takes a break on Wednesday, Tuesday's hearings included testimony from former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, who acknowledged that he advised Mr. Trump not to declare victory on election night.
It was far too early to be making any calls like that. Ballots were still being counted.
In remarks delivered on election night, Trump called the election a fraud and then continued to push claims that he had won. The committee reconvenes on Thursday. Stocks on Wall Street dipped Tuesday in their first trading after tumbling into a bear market on worries that high inflation will push central banks to clamp the brakes too hard on the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 152 points to 30,365. This is USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his support Tuesday for his chamber's emerging bipartisan gun agreement, boosting momentum for action by Congress on an issue that's deadlocked lawmakers for 3 decades. The Kentucky Republican said he hoped an outline of the accord released Sunday by 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans would be translated into legislation and enacted. Congress's last major gun measure was an assault weapons ban that took effect in 1994 but expired 10 years later. WNBA star Brittany Griner will remain in Russian custody through at least July 2nd, according to TASS, the Russian state-run news agency. The 31-year-old American basketball player has been held in Russia since February when she was detained at a Moscow airport after authorities claimed she was carrying vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. The U.S. State Department last month reclassified her as wrongfully detained. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith, the term alopecia areata now surfaced because Will Smith hit him, thinking he was making fun of the condition his wife Jada Pinkett Smith had, when most of the world didn't even know that that's what Jada Pinkett Smith had. And it is a very severe pattern of baldness that happens to people where they lose their ability to grow hair in certain areas. Well, the FDA has announced Tuesday that it approved Olumiant oral pills, tablets, for adult patients who have it. And it is going to be the first FDA-approved drug for this disorder that apparently has some pretty fantastic results. According to Dr. Kendall Marcus, director of the Division of Dermatology and Dentistry in the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation Research, said access to safe and effective treatment options is crucial for a significant number of Americans affected by severe alopecia. Today's approval will help fulfill a significant unmet need for patients with severe alopecia areata. Commonly referred to just alopecia, it's an autoimmune disorder where the body attacks its own hair follicles. It could cause hair loss anywhere on the body. Eyebrows, scalp, genital area, chest. According to the American Academy of Dermatology Association, it could begin at any age. Most people will develop it during childhood or their teenage years. And it's really debilitating for kids, too, where then they're bald. There are several types. Alopecia totalis, alopecia universalis. And it affects about 300,000 Americans each year, according to Fox News. But sometimes it's not very, very smooth. Sometimes it's very patchy. So people had asked how come they couldn't tell that Jada Pinkett Smith had it, because you could still see, you know, her hair growth. Sometimes it's not always on the head. Or if it is and there's patches, there's ways to fill it in with some coloring. So I can't comment on how extensive hers is. But many people, you know, will do things to help. In even though they might shave their heads to even it out, sometimes there are certain things and colorings they could do to help make it look more uniform. So this drug was approved by Eli Lilly. The tablets are a Janus kinase inhibitor, a JAK inhibitor. It blocks the activity of one or more specific family of enzymes that interferes with the pathway leading to inflammation and hair loss. Participants had at least 50% scalp hair loss, and then for more than half a year. Then they either got the placebo, or they got 2 milligrams of the Olumiant, or the 4 milligrams of it. The FDA explained that the primary measurement of efficacy for both trials was the proportion of patients who got at least 80% scalp hair coverage by week 36. They said in trial AA1, 22% of 184 patients who got the 2-milligram dose and 35% who got the higher dose achieved adequate scalp hair coverage, compared to 5% of the patients who received the placebo. They say in trial AA2, 17% of the 156 patients who received the half dose did well, 32% of those that received the higher dose. So what are the side effects to this? Well, some were upper respiratory tract infections, which, again, I mean, is it really from the treatment, or is it because COVID has been around so much? Headache, acne, high cholesterol, fatigue, nausea, and weight increase. Now, a lot of individuals might not want this if they think they're going to increase weight. I don't have the amount of weight that was the average, but I'm sure we're going to hear about it soon. So this was initially approved back in 2018 as a treatment for certain adult patients with moderate to severe active rheumatoid arthritis. Then it was also approved for people with COVID-19. Not supposed to be used with other biologics or immunomodulators or cyclosporin or other anti-suppressants. So what causes baldness? You know, many people have male pattern baldness or genetic baldness. And then, you know, some have an inflammatory condition. Whenever you feel your baldness is a little bit more severe or it's coming on too early, you need to get it checked out. Remember a few years ago I told you how early baldness could be a sign of heart disease? A study out of India had suggested a few years back that early baldness and graying was linked to heart disease. They said premature balding led to a 5.6 times risk, especially premature before age 40. Premature graying, a 5.3 times risk. And I had friends in medical school in their 20s starting to gray. And I'm like, man. So premature graying and premature balding could be, not always, but it could be a ominous sign of heart health. It was more of a sign than even obesity. Obesity had a 4.1 greater risk of heart disease. This was from researchers from the UN Mehta Institute of Cardiology in Gujarat, India. They looked at 2,000 men, 1,200 healthy and 790 with heart disease, and found that those who began to lose their hair and hair color before the age of 40 had the following risk elevation when it came to heart disease. Premature balding, 5.6%, premature graying, 5.3% greater chance of heart disease, and then obesity, 4.1%. So the study suggested that before age 40, if you already show receding hairlines or gray hair, you might want to get tested for cardiac risk factors. So balding, you have hair in that is made in follicles. These follicles are made within the skin. They grow for about 3 years, then they shed, new hair grows. Hair loss or alopecia occurs when the hair follicles begin to shrink and thinner, smaller hairs grow. These hairs last shorter and shorter times. Genetics play a huge factor. Most of the genes come from mother's X chromosome. But remember, mom's X chromosome could have come from her father. So when people say it's only the maternal genes, it could be the maternal and paternal genes. So my XX, I got an X from my mom and I got an X from my dad. Now, on my mom's side of the family, my dad's side of the family, there's no baldness. So my kids are really happy, you know, but I still think bald men are sexy. So I'm, you know, I told the guys, if you lose your hair, it's okay. But, you know, you get an X from your mom, you get an X from your dad when you're a mom. Sex hormones, androgens can cause male pattern baldness, medications like anabolic steroids. If you have low thyroid, if you have diabetes, cancer can cause baldness. A recent study found prostaglandin D2 protein could block hair growth in those who suffer male pattern baldness. And currently, 80% of men under 70 will have some receding hairline. I don't have the numbers of women, but women will also, have receding hairlines. I have a much larger forehead than I did. My hairline has started to recede a little bit. I'm not going bald. I got a lot of hair, but we do thin. Now, our gray hair grays because of our melanin production. Melanin, hair color has eumelanin, pheomelanin. This could vary. Less eumelanin gives rise to blonde hair. More gives rise to brunette hair. Melanocytes inject their pigment into the keratin cells that produce hair. As we age, these slow down. Also, you get hydrogen peroxide buildup in the hair follicle. Hydrogen peroxide dyes your hair gray. Causes oxidative stress. It prevents the rich colors from being displayed. The lack of pigment makes hair turn white. I have a gray eyebrow. I have one eyebrow that's gray. It's ridiculous. So premature graying happens when you're in your 30s, sometimes in your 20s. It could be an ethnicity issue. But, I mean, if you're gray in your 20s, that's considered premature. Stress, hormones, nutritional deficiencies. So researchers are still trying to figure out why some people gray faster. Now, a lot of people think marriage does it. You know, it's interesting. My husband is still not gray. He's getting a gray beard. But the top of his head is still, I know he's married to me. See, everybody thought my husband was gray. You know, his hair is thinning, but he still has brown hair. Yeah, he's got, I'm starting to gray. I can't tell unless I take a picture right before I get my hair dyed. Yeah. It happens, people. It's okay. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so I've had employees that have made some pretty interesting mistakes. In my medical office, I would painstakingly double check everything, because a mistake by one of my staff members could cost the patient a life. And thank God, no mistake one of my staff people made ended up not getting caught. So I was able to catch it. I was able to do what I had to do. And one of the reasons why I don't currently have my office, one was, you know, Obamacare and the high deductibles and patients, you know, having high deductibles and not paying their bills because their deductibles, insurance wouldn't pay, and insurance would say, oh, well, you know, they still owe $16,000 their deductibles. So have them pay the $30. We're not. But another reason is it was really exhausting for me to try to double check every single thing all staff people did when it came to a patient's lab. And I know some of you were thinking, well, I wonder if Dr. Dolly is obsessive compulsive. No, I wasn't obsessive compulsive. It's just if you order a mammogram on a patient, if you order a prostate test, PSA, if you had ordered a cancer screen on somebody, and you have thousands upon thousands of patients, and nobody handed you that result, or it was in your inbox, and you didn't see the result, then you could be missing a possible cancer diagnosis. If the result comes in, you say, oh, we have to refer him out. He needs a biopsy. And that staff person doesn't refer them out. And that person is just waiting and waiting and waiting. Again, it could cause more severe pathology. Cancer could spread. So I had to make sure that not only I got all the results, but all my orders went through. And then I had to double check and make sure all the patients were told of that. Now, what a lot of doctors do is they say, look, you're going to follow up with me. Since it's almost impossible to make sure your staff is doing every single thing they're supposed to because there's so much going on, and staff gets distracted, I would make sure that every patient had a follow-up with me to review so I could make sure everything was going on, being done that needed to be done, and then I could also contact the referring physician if I needed to. It was really time-consuming. That's why doctors don't make good business people a lot of times, because you really don't, you know, make the money that lawyers make and Wall Street makes, because you really need to spend time with the patient in order to do a good job. So when I did close my practice, one of the nicest things about that, the worst part is I miss my patient, but the nicest thing is I don't have to worry about my staff doing their job. If my staff messes up, I don't have to have sleepless nights, and I don't have to double check every single thing. And luckily, I had a good memory. So I was like, you know, what happened with this person? What happened with this person? What happened with this person? And I just knew, you know, at some point my luck would run out. And so once you're not getting paid, because insurance companies weren't paying, it was a really easy decision to close my office. And I haven't looked back. I miss my patients, but I haven't reopened my practice. Well, looks like in the gas station sector, having an employee that did a little bit of a goof cost him thousands. So the manager of a Northern California gas station has been fired because he accidentally set the gas price to 69 cents a gallon. John Cesena served as a manager for a Shell gas station in Rancho Cordova. He said he mistakenly placed the decimal in the wrong spot, and the price was supposed to be $6.99 a gallon. He said, I put all three prices on there except the diesel. The last one kind of didn't go, so I just took responsibility for it and said, yeah, it's my fault. The pricing error reportedly cost the gas station $16,000, as hundreds of drivers capitalized on the mistake and filled up their tanks. Mr. Cesena says he's now worried the station owners are going to sue him for lost revenue, revealing that his family has created a GoFundMe page to help repay them. I found the page, and I'll tell you guys about in a second. This is being reported by KFSN. According to Auto Club AAA, nationwide gas recently reached $5 a gallon for the first time. Of course, in California, they're paying on average like $6.43 a gallon. Much more than the national average. I'm in Nevada. We're already close to $6 a gallon where I live. Gas prices have skyrocketed. So, yeah, if a motorist sees 69 cents, I wonder when there was one, and I don't know if this was the gas station, but wasn't there one gas station where somebody actually notified the owners and said, look, I don't know if you guys know this, but your gas is low. And then everybody was like, no, what did you do that for? No, I don't know if this is the one, but I'm sure somebody finally, you know, notified them. And but man, 69 cents a gallon. We haven't seen those prices since the 80s. And so this John Cesena, simple math error, now could be in trouble. So Paula Jackson is the sister. She says, my brother is the manager of the gas station in Rancho Cordova, referenced in the attached YouTube. He is being held responsible for the glitch that the station was unable to stop for 3 hours as local people lined up for 69 cent gas per gallon. This led to a $16,000 loss. He now may lose his job. Now, this was created 4 days ago. It looks like he has lost a job. She said, and he may be sued. Please contribute even a few dollars per person could erase this huge deficit for him, which is a small deficit for all of U.S. Now, they have raised $6,100 so far. They have a $16,000 goal. It's amazing that we have these crowdfunding sites and these, you know, it's amazing that this stuff, you know, people are able to do that. There's an update. They're saying now it turns out the total dollar loss was 20 grand. The manager was given his termination notice today. Take a look at national news with Steve Large to get a follow-up on the story. The manager is trying to repay this money to the company. Please help us. So I'm going to post this. I mean, mistakes do happen. It stinks. I think it's very, very cool that, you know, everybody is kind of pitching in. And I get it. Listen, I get it. Motorist comes up. They've been hurting. They're 69 cents gas. I get why they would take advantage of it. I get that. You know, I also get why somebody would say, look, sir, I don't know if you know this, but your gas is low. I think everybody's going through a hard time, so, you know, don't judge. But in terms of employees making, you know, mistakes that cost people a lot of money, it does happen. And the more we have mistakes like this happen, the more there's going to be a push for automation. And, you know, even though our gas tank is automated, it still requires a person to put in the numbers. And I can't believe 69 cents a gas. So it was 0.699, so 70 cents a gallon. That was Christmas early for people. So I hope this works out. I'll write something, share the article and their GoFundMe, and hopefully things are able to kind of be made solid for the gas station, but them firing the person, you know, I know people think the gas station is mean, and, you know, maybe he'll get his job back. I think it's really nice that the family is doing this, but, you know, with these companies already losing money, and these companies already struggling, you know, if they feel they have somebody that's not working at 100%, they might take those actions. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.